Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by the Perry Assistant Recreation Director, Becky Hawley. And Becky, thanks for stopping in today.
Yeah, awesome. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
You are absolutely welcome. And well, 2025, things are rolling. Obviously, we're almost to the month of March here. So I know you wanted to talk here about stuff going on at the McCreary Rec Center with some projects. So why don't you kind of lay out what's happening?
Yeah. So I guess we're kind of, obviously, the Rec Center, I feel like, comes in its ways of busy seasons. It's just different types. So we're now kind of on the downhill of our busy season of obviously just patrons and daily members. And it's been amazing to see the increase in people who've been visiting the Rec Center every day, which is always exciting for us just here at the Rec Center, meeting new people and kind of hearing their stories. So we're on the downhill of that, and then we're gearing up towards our busy season, outdoor season, which also we're excited about, just to kind of get some fresh air and get outside, is for our spring summer, which that will include outdoor soccer and our softball. And then I know the Easter egg hunt's coming up, so be on the lookout for that on our Facebook page. That will be coming up in mid to late April, so we're always excited about that one. Yeah, kind of like you had mentioned, we are finishing up some of our fiscal year capitals, and we are super excited about this at the Rec Center. We budgeted money. We have a studio space, which we refer to as Studio 2, that is currently sitting empty, and we have purchased some equipment to turn it into more of an agility room. We have Studios 3 and 4 currently that are set up for kind of that weightlifting and a smaller version of our weight room, whereas Studio 4 is more kind of like that CrossFit. So our goal was to create a different type of environment. So we took Studio 2 and turned it in more to agility, as far as we'll have some turf and some sleds and just be a completely different experience, which we are super excited to roll out, have available to patrons. It's not quite ready yet. We have ordered a majority of our equipment, so we're kind of waiting for that to come in. But as soon as that in, we are good. Like I said, we are so excited to get that up and going to bring something different, a different environment to our rec center. As well as on top of that, we just recently purchased and have received a BMI scale. It's a very, I think it's called InBody. Bear with me. I don't know the correct name, but it's a BMI scale and it is so cool. Marco just got on it the other day and was to play around with it. And it's so in depth as far as it'll tell you your weight down to your arms and your legs and specific as far as, you know, your weight, your body, body mass, body fat, and all the things you want to know. And for myself, things I don't want to know, sure. Which to each their own. But no, it is so cool. And like I said, we will have that out and available to our public at some point here shortly. Like I said, we're kind of working through some of those kinks, just getting it ready and training ourselves on how to use it. But we are so excited to bring some new things back to this rec center.
Absolutely. Wow. So yeah, thank you for detailing a lot of that. Sounds really exciting here. And then of course you got all your programming going on. So with spring and summer coming up, what are some of the things going on?
Yeah. So we've ended our youth basketball league. That's officially done. Marco is ending some of his adult leagues, which would be his men's 5-on-5 here. I think they're about halfway, but towards the end of that. And I know he's got some indoor soccer adult leagues going on, but he is gearing up for our U6 to U14 outdoor soccer, which hard to believe that we're doing this now, but I believe that will start sometime in May as far as games. And then again, while to think that we are gearing up for softball, Those games typically start in April and then run till June. And then like I mentioned before, we're kind of getting ready for the upcoming Easter egg hunt, which again, I'd say of our department, that is probably our favorite one. The excitement of the kids and just the environment it brings, just nothing but pure enjoyment for all of us. And then also, which we are super excited about, is that we are going to be working on a mini pitch here come, honestly, probably when the ground thaws and we can slowly start working on that. But we were approached last year by Musco Lighting in Heart of America, and they wanted to bring another mini pitch to the town of Perry. They had approached the school first, but since the school already had one, they came our direction, and we are so excited to work on this and get this done. This has been a project in the making for a while now. It's kind of nice to finally see it come through. But yeah, Karen has been great to work with. She's been amazing. But we're hoping to create, or not say not hoping, we will be creating a double mini pitch. So it will have both the mini pitch like it is behind the school, as well as it's going to have two basketball hoops. So a full court on each side as well with the lines and all of those things. And the nice thing, too, about this one is it's going to be tile. So it'll be blue tile. It'll have the Perry logo on it. and it'll be really neat, a really nice amenity. And that will be in Patti Park on the Bandshell side, where the existing or old existing pool to some of our older patrons, that know that as the old pool, outdoor pool, as well as where the old sand volleyball court is. So that will no longer be there, but it'll be another updated amenity to that area. Like I said, obviously all weather pending. It's Iowa. It's the Midwest. It could snow one day and rain the next and be 100 degrees. Obviously, like I said, it's all weather pending, but we're hoping to start working on that come late spring, early summer, hoping to have it poured in July and then up and running by Latino Fest or as early as we can.
Awesome. Again, we are speaking here with the Perry Assistant Recreation Director, Becky Halling. And Becky, again, I know we talked a little bit about that before, but that's really exciting to bring another one. Like you said, there's one already kind of behind Perry Elementary. Mm-hmm. And every time I've been by it, that kids are loving it.
Yes, it is amazing. Like I said, another amazing amenity for this town to have alone. Again, also in Patti Park, where there's already the sports complex, the ball fields are there, and it's such a busy area between the Friday Fest and 4th July activities and Latino Fest. There's just so much going on down in that area. We're super excited to have an updated or just a new piece of equipment for them to play on.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for stopping by and really kind of unveiling everything. It seems like there's a lot going on at the McCreary Community Center here in 2025, and we appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
You are absolutely welcome. That's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.